We discussed it here yesterday. Stanley and New Norfolk, they will represent Tassie in the inaugural search for Australia's top tourism towns, as voted by the people of Tasmania. Now, on the phone now to tell us a little bit more about it, please welcome the Tourism Industry Council Tasmania CEO, Mr. Luke Martin. Luke, welcome.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Good, Luke. I mean, just a little bit of a bone I've got to pick with you, mate. Nathan and I really struggled for a long time to say Tassie's top tourism towns. It's a lot of T's in there.
Tassie's top tourism town. Say it four times over every morning. You wake you up every day.
Is that how you wake up every morning, Lukey?
That is it. Tassie's top tourism town. And Stanley is what comes to my mind first thing every morning.
Well, this is awesome. I mean, yes, you just mentioned there, Stanley won the category for Tassie's top tourism town.
You've nailed it, Nathan.
It's all thanks to Luke. With a population of less than 5,000. Luke, no-brainer for Stanley to take it out.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's highly competitive, and the scoring was actually quite close because we've got some great small tourism towns across Tassie, St. Helens, Richmond, Derby. So Stanley to come out on top was a great result for them. And you know, if anyone hasn't been to Stanley recently, it's gorgeous, but it's also a pretty great way to spend a couple of days for
absolutely
a long week in that region. Luke, so good result.
Luke, do you get a vote in this, or do you're not allowed to because you're involved?
No, I did vote. So the voting was by the public. We had about 10,000 Tasmanians cast a vote over the 2 weeks, which was pretty amazing. So, and then we also had an entry that was submitted by each town, and we had a judging panel. So Stanley came out on top for both of those, and I voted. I spread my love. I went to another town just to give them a bit of a boost. I won't say what.
Luke, is it true that Tassie voted more than both WA and South Australia?
Exactly. And I mean, I love the fact that we've had so much engagement. And I think the announcement clip on Sunday night, I dropped it at 6 p.m. and I think we're up to about 30,000 views.
Wow.
It's quite extraordinary. So look, Tasmanians are fiercely proud of their towns. They're fiercely proud of their favourite holiday spots. Every Tasmanian's got their own favourite little corner of the state. And it's something like this, I think, really resonates. And particularly also New Norfolk, who everyone Valley love. They're proud of their community. And it's good to see New Norfolk get a bit of a shine of light on them. It's often a town that I think people kind of dismiss a bit too quickly, and when they win and they get a great result like this, it gets everyone in the local community to stand up and say, we're pretty proud of our town.
So absolutely. Luke, I mean, you talk about the passion of Tasmanians. How many people, Jim just mentioned there, how many people voted for their favourite town, their favourite spot, their favourite thing to do, particularly in Tassie? Over winter is when we flourish. Why do you think that is? Is it just the people here and we are so proud of where we are and we want to tell everybody about it? What is the reason that we're all so passionate about it?
Look, I just think it's the nature of being Tasmanian. We kind of have this fierce loyalty to our own state. And again, everyone's got their own shack or their own family holiday hotspot that they always get to. And whether it's the East Coast or the Peninsula or Derby now for mountain biking. So I think people just enjoy the fact that they get behind their own little neck of the wood. And also, obviously, every Tasmanian, I think, has got a personal family affinity to these communities as well, whether grandma or grandpa grew up in one of these towns, and they always feel like there's a connection to that. So it does make us a bit unique, I think. And as I say, competition like this sort of does resonate.
Yeah. Can I ask you something, Nathan, I've found? Sort of, you mentioned it there that everyone has their sort of little spot within Tassie, whether it is where the shack is or whether it is where mum and dad grew up, and they go to that sort of spot. But what Nathan and I have found, especially over COVID, is they're not just going to that spot anymore. They are seeing a bit more of their own backyard.
Oh, look, the most positive legacy for us out of COVID, and last year was pretty horrific for everyone in Tasmanian tourism with the borders closing, but the positive legacy was the support of Tasmanians getting out and exploring the state.
Yeah.
And the countless conversations I've had with people, and I'm sure everyone has, with people who used it as a reason to go and get back to one of these parts of the state they hadn't been to for years over last year's winter, see a different part of the state and actually discover that, Jesus, these parts of the Tasmania are pretty special. We don't need to go into state to have a great holiday experience, and I'm hoping that will continue again this year. A lot of people are still obviously pretty reluctant to travel on a plane at the moment, so hopefully again we see that happen over winter, and people, you know, use this bit of a trigger to get out and see regional Tassie again and keep doing that.
Absolutely.
If that's the best thing that happened out of COVID, then so be it.
Well, Luke, let's talk about, I mean, the fact that Stanley New Norfolk will now go on the national stage against a few other top towns from a different Australian states. Luke, I was wondering if it's okay if you, me and Jimmy just spend the next 2 minutes absolutely smack-talking every other town they're going up.
Well, I hadn't heard, I must admit, the competition that poor old, that Stanley's up against, I haven't heard of any of them. I had to go to the Google Maps to actually find out where some of...
There you go. The first punch thrown by Luke.
Dwelling Gap in Western... I've never heard of these places.
Okay, well, I'm just going to do it quickly, Luke. Dwelling Up, WA, that sucks. Robe, they suck. Robe, what have we got, Robes? Yeah. Agnes Water, Queensland, sucks. Berrima, New South Wales, sucks. Let's go more than 5,000. Busselton, Moonta, Mudgee, Noosa, all suck.
Look, I think we can particularly pick on Noosa. Let's be honest, anyone's been to Noosa, they'll know that it attracts a certain type of crowd. And I don't know about you boys, but I reckon I'd take High Street in Norfolk over Hastings Street Noosa any
absolutely.
Day.
Mate, Noosa feels... Oh, but it's fake. It's not real.
More like Snoozta. You know what I mean, Luke?
It's just one of those places. And Busselton's famous for one thing, of course. It's got the world's longest jetty. And that's pretty much the only thing I think Busselton's got going for us. So you literally go there to walk out into the water and come back and get back in your car. So.
Absolutely. Best thing about Mudgee is leaving, isn't it?
Mudgee, that's one of the pot towns, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. Someone told me that, Luke. So the next step, like how do people vote? How do we get behind Stanley New Norfolk?
Now, this is down to a judging panel. So there'll be a judging panel to review the entry. So there won't be the public vote for the national one, unfortunately. Otherwise, I reckon we'd just do a statewide campaign of portions to get New Norfolk and Stanley up. So there'll be a judging process. And, I mean, we're confident. The first time this has been done nationally. So we'll be announced at Parliament House in Canberra in September. And we'll have the representatives from all of our towns and from all those other places around the country, and I'll try and avoid the Mudgee crew.
You'll be able to smell them, won't you?
Yeah.
Well, Luke, mate, thank you so much for joining us. Of course, Tourism Industry Council, Tasmania CEO. We're going to be right behind Stanley New Norfolk on the national stage. Lukey, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.